So we're starting at the top of Tzadi Bet Amud Aleph with the Chamor Kashi Poreket. So we're in the middle of the Mishnah that was telling us that because of Hashev Avedah LeBa'alim, right, the Po'alim are allowed to eat in between the rows when they're walking or when they're leaving the Gat, and the Chamor can eat while it's taking off its load. So the Gemara asks, Kashi Poreket Mehecha Nachla, where is she eating from if she's being poreket? So Rashi claims, there's a few different interpretations, we'll go with Rashi. He says that the question here is, it takes a second to basically take the load off. So what kind of time is that for the animal to be eating? So they say, Tanina laha detanu rabbanan, chamor v'gamal ochlim mi masoy sha'al gabehem. We're trying to say that the chamor and the gamal, there's a braita that explains this, that a chamor and a gamal are allowed to eat from the burden that's on their backs. Okay? But you're not allowed to actually, you as the donkey rider, you can't take, or leader in this case, because you're not riding on the donkey, the load is on the donkey, you're not allowed to take stuff from its load and give it to it, but it is allowed to do it, right? While it's poreket, it can like turn around and start eating from the stuff on its back. Okay. New Mishnah. Ochel poel kishot. Kishut. Or I don't know how you pronounce it. Kishot, I guess. Kishut. Okay. Kishut, which is kishuim from the kishu family. Okay. I saw here it says cucumbers somewhere. Something in the cucumber zucchini family. So a poel is allowed to eat zucchinis. Afilu bidinar. Even up to the value of a dinar, meaning when you're working in the field, you can eat a huge amount. Let's say you're, right, I'm trying to think you're working with, you know, caviar. So you can eat a lot of caviar, you know. And then the point is, even if the value of what you're picking is very high or the amount that you're eating is great, you're still allowed to eat a lot, you know, a large amount. Kotevet v'afilu b'dinar, you can eat dates, even the value up to a dinar. Rabbi Elazar Chamsa omer, lo yochal poel yeter al scharo. Okay, there's a limit, right? You can't eat more than what you're getting paid. V'chachamim mitirin. V'chachamim say this is okay, which we're going to see sounds like Tanakama, right, which was saying even a large amount. Aval, but Chachamim add this added thing, which is obviously the Gemara is going to say, what's the difference between Tanakama and Chachamim here? So the Chachamim say you're allowed to eat this large amount, okay, even if it's more than what you're making. Aval, milamdim et ha'adam shelo yehe ra'avtan v'yehe sotem et ha'petach b'fanav. In other words, don't be an idiot. If you eat so much on the job, they're not going to hire you again. So don't eat. On the one hand, the owner can't stop you because you have rights, and your rights are that you can eat. But if you eat more than your pay, well, no one's going to want to hire you. Okay? So be smart about it. So let's just look at the structure one more time. The Mishnah starts with Tanakama, who says you can eat even a very large amount of stuff. Then we have Rabbi Elazar Chamsa, who says you can't eat more than your salary. Then we have Chachamim who say you can, but you shouldn't be a Rav Tan. So Chachamim and Tanakama seem to be saying the same thing. So Chachamim hainu Tanakama, in which case, why are you listing them separately? So Ika benayu ava melamdim, right? In other words, but Chachamim did add this, that you should teach a person not to be a Rav Tan and not to eat too much food. L'Tanakama leitle melamdim, and as Tanakama doesn't think you even need to do that. L'Rabbanan eat lehu melamdim, that's one answer. But now we're going to have another answer. Ibait Ema, you could alternatively say, Ika benayu de Rav Asi. They disagree about something Rav Asi said, and that's the basis of their machloket. What did he say? Da Amar Rav Asi, afilu lo scharo ela livtzur eshkol echad, ochlo. Even if he hires you just to do one eshkol of grapes, then you're allowed to eat that one eshkol. Okay? What?
It would seem unwise.
It would seem unwise, yes. It would seem unwise to hire someone, but if they did, you could.
No, to eat the thing you've just been hired to.
Right. Or to hire someone when it's such a small amount also, that, and you know that you have to let them eat. But you have to remember, that's the whole idea, that they know that they have to be allowed to eat. So according to this, so who would hold where? If you hire him just for one eshkol, So Chachamim would say you can. I'm sorry, Tanakama would say you can, because he says you can eat any amount. And Chachamim would say, right, that you... Tanakama, eat le Rav Asi. Oh, wait, we're going to see this inside. 1 second. Va'am Rav Asi. No, it doesn't say it. 1 second. Tanakama, eat le Rav Asi, right? He would hold like Rav Asi. Rashi says... V'hachi kamar, right, I'm looking at Rashi for a second. Po'el ochel kishut shehi levada, ve'enot ela afilu yishaved dina, right? That's what he's saying. In other words, you can eat the whole thing that he hired you to do, and even if it's worth a large amount, okay, you're allowed to do that. Whereas Chachamim don't think that you can do that, okay? Chachamim might say you can work, that's what Chachamim would say is, if he hired you for one eshkol, so you can't eat that whole thing. But if he hired you for a lot, then you could still eat the value of your salary. In other words, you shouldn't, but you can. Okay, so that's what they think right now. And now we're going to see another statement that Rav Asi said. This seems very similar. We're going to say, why did he need to bother saying both? V'am Rav Asi, afilu lo batzar ela eshkol echad ochlo. Even if he only picked one eshkol, he's allowed to eat it. That's a little different than even if he was only hired to pick one eshkol. So what's the difference? So we're going to see, why do you need both? Utsricha. If we just had the first one, that even if he hired you just for one eshkol, what would you say? Mishum delo ika lemetav lekal yosha balabai. Why are you, you might have thought that it's a chiddush, because you might have thought that you can't really eat it because you have to be able to put something in the kli of the balabai. Aval hecha di'ika lemetav lekal yosha balabai. Sorry, I didn't explain that right. In the first case, if he hires you only to pick one thing, then you're allowed to, because there's no option to even put anything in the kli of the balabayit. Okay? And therefore, you're allowed to eat it. But in a case where you started picking, and you pick the first one, and you want to eat it, before you even start putting in the kli of the balabayit, you might have thought you're not allowed, and that you might have thought Rav Asi wouldn't say there that you're allowed to eat, because... What's the whole issue? When can you eat? When you're putting in the kli of the balabayit. So you can't take that first eshkol and eat before you've even worked yet. Okay? But comes Rav Asi to be mechadesh, even there, you can eat first. And therefore, and now we're going to say, v'iyash me'inam beha, and if you just had the second case, where he starts eating right away, even though he potentially could pick more, beha de'efsha l'kiyume levasof. That's eventually you'll be able to put it in the kli of the balabayit. So therefore we'll say, oh, well, you can eat this now because we know in another minute you'll put stuff in the kli. Aval hecha delo efshar l'kiyumei levasof. But when you're going to leave the owner with absolutely nothing, ema lo, you might have thought, if he hires you just to pick one eshkol, well, then you can't eat that whole eshkol. And therefore it's sricha. And therefore Rav Asi had to tell you, even in that case. Okay, so each case has a chiddush. Okay, that was all to explain a second option to what's the difference between Chachamim and Tanakama. Now we're up to a third option. Ibait Ema Ika Benayu de Rav. Okay. They differ on Rav. What's Rav? De Amar Rav. Matsati Migilat Starim Be Rabbi Chia. I found an old document in the house of Rabbi Chia. V'katuv Be'ba. And it says there, in other words, what does this mean? We didn't know this opinion existed until I found this. And what did I find? Isi ben Yehuda, who's a Tana, says, Omer, Ki tavo b'kerem re'echa, are you ready? How do we explain ki tavo b'kerem re'echa until now? It's talking about a poel, right? It's obvious. Although, if you remember, when we read the pasuk from the beginning, it just says, when you go into your neighbor's kerem, you're allowed to eat, right? Which sounds like anybody, not necessarily a worker. So guess what? Isi ben Yehuda says, Ki tavo b'kerem re'echa, biviyat kol adam ha-katub mendaber. Those psukim say, basically, if you go into your friend's vineyard, you're allowed to eat. Radical, right? What does that mean? I can go trespass on your property and take all your stuff? Since when do we say that? So Isi ben Yehuda says that you can do this. V'amar Rav, and Rav says, Lo shavak isi chayel chobria. What a crazy opinion, Rav says. No one's going to be able to survive. People are going to basically take all their stuff, okay? It's going to be free, you know, a free-for-all. So Amar Rav Ashi, Amarita l'shmate kameh de Rav Kahana. So Rav Ashi says, I told this story to Rav Kahana, that Rav disagrees with, you know, the Isi ben Yehuda has the Shita. And Rav says, no way. So Rav, what did he say? 1 second, the Aleph says, right, Amar Li. So Rav Kahana says to him, it's missing the words Amar Li. when Rav Ashi brought this in front of Rav Kahana, what did Rav Kahana say? Maybe we misunderstood Isi ben Yehuda. Maybe Isi ben Yehuda didn't mean to that extent. Dilma ba'osim besudatan da'avdu va'achlu. Amarle. No, sorry. Amarle, afilu. Right. Dilma ba'osim besudatan da'avdu va'achlu, amarle. So maybe they were talking, maybe what Isi ben Yehuda was saying is if you go into your friend's field and let's say you want to eat, right? You're hungry, you want to eat. So what do? You work in his field. You weren't invited to work there, but you go work in his field and then you can eat your share. Okay? That's what Isi ben Yehuda said. And then they're saying, Afilu hachi nichale le'inish le'oger agure v'niktave le'pardisa v'lo nita kule alma v'lo netu kule alma v'achlela. Okay, but then there he's saying though that's also not a good explanation because there's just like if my field is a free for all and you can all go in and eat, that's a bad thing. But although even if you work in my field and eat, it's still a bad thing because I don't want just any random person working in my field. I want to hire the people who I know are going to do a good job and maybe not eat too much and right. So I that's not a great explanation either for Isi ben Yehuda. Okay. But the assumption is that Tanakama would hold, so Rav says here, you can't, right, any random person can't eat. So then you would say that the Mishnah is talking about random people coming to eat. And then, one second, how does this work in with my flip? I don't remember. So Tanakama would say, right, that's how it works. Because Tanakama says, I think there's actually two interpretations that read it the flip way. That's why it's confusing. In other words, when you say, right, it could break down to this, it could be explained different ways. But what is, look at Tanakama's wording. He says, Ochel poel kishut afilu bedinar, which means only a poel is allowed to. And he's trying to go against Isi ben Yehuda. And when Chachamim say, Chachamim mitirim, okay, Aval melamdim adam lo yeh rav tan, he holds like Isi ben Yehuda, okay, that anyone can actually do it, okay? Right, and what he's saying is, like this, is how they explain it, that a poel can eat whatever he wants, but we teach him not to, just like any random person could come eat whatever he wants. And that's how he explains it. But it's not clear cut. Who holds which? Some people say it's dafka the opposite. It's not the most clear cut distinction here, and it's not a great interpretation because it's not so clear cut that that's what the divide between them is. Okay, the seemingly best answer is really the first one they gave, which is that Chachamim agree with Tanakama, but they say, you know, aval melamdim et ha'adam, you know, not to do that. And they add that element. Okay, now we're going to get into a question which is going to take us past the end of today's daf. Which is ibayelhu poel mishalo huachel o mishal shamayim huachel. What is this heter for the poel to eat in the field? Is it that he has rights to this because he's a worker and it's like a wage, part of his wages, and therefore it belongs to him? Or is this a tzedakah kind of thing, mishamayim? In other words, God is saying, have rachmanut on this worker and treat him well, right? And really, it's like a God handed down to you gift. Okay, now what's going to be the relevance of this? The relevance is going to be, what if you want to give it to somebody else, right? Is it yours or is it not yours? You know, if it's a gift from God, then it's a gift from God to the worker, only to the worker. You don't have rights to start giving that to other people. If it belongs to you as part of your wages, right? Just like your salary doesn't necessarily have to go to feed yourself. You can use your salary to feed other people. So likewise, this is going to be able to be used for other people.
Shouldn't this have some relation to Shemitah? Because like in Shemitah and Hefker, you have to let people come. So like I would think like if somebody's working on building your house, you don't. But this is because you don't really own the land. So the land really belongs to Hashem.
Mm-hmm. Right, so what are your rights to the land? In other words, you just like Shemitah, you're saying, limits your rights to the land. It's reminding you that the land doesn't 100% belong to you. Likewise, leket, shechecha, peah, all those things are reminders that the land doesn't belong to you. And allowing your worker to eat in your land while he's doing the land could be connected with that same concept of the land doesn't belong to you.
Well, it's what... They're not afraid during Hefker that you let people come in.
Right. Well, Isi ben Yehuda obviously is a little bit of a problem because in Shemitah we say your produce is Hefker and anyone can come eat. So what would Isi ben Yehuda seems to say, it's Hefker all the time, and it's a very difficult Shita. It's hard to imagine, you know, what he really, how he views things, where he gets that from. You have to remember also what's interesting about it, if you think historically, they found a paper that said that he had said this. You know, it's not like anyone even knew of its existence otherwise. So it's also, you know, maybe it was written down wrong. Who knows, right? It's some possibly a problematic Masoret. No, certainly it didn't get to us any other way other than he found this, right? Yeah, how often do you hear, I found a Megillat Sdarim and it was, you know, in the house of whatever, and it was, you know... And I found it written like that. So it was a weird way of finding that Shita Bichlal. It seems very weird. But the question here also, what you're bringing up, in other words, yesterday we saw the comparison to Lo Tachsom Shor B'Disho, which seems more in the line of, I wouldn't say it's necessarily that your land doesn't belong to you. Maybe it's connected with the land doesn't belong to you, but also that we have basic human rights and animal rights, that we can't forbid someone from eating. Right, it's almost, we're going to see, even the Gemara uses terminology later, tsa'are, like it's torture for him, that he's working, imagine, okay, I'll give you a better example. You're working in a bakery, okay, and you can't eat anything while you're working, right? Like that's torture. I mean, there's delicious food there. It's so, you know, it comes fresh out of the oven, and they won't let you eat anything, right? So, I don't know how it works, by the way. I've never worked in a bakery. I don't know what the rules are in terms of when you work in a restaurant, you know, what you're allowed to eat, what you're not allowed to eat. Are you allowed to eat the more, you know, if you work in a steak restaurant, can you eat the steak, you know, or do you have to eat the, you know, or whatever didn't come out good? So that's, I think it goes to basic human rights and animal rights also about what, you know, it's just inappropriate to tell a person, sorry, you know, muzzle a person, so to speak. So that's,
well,
yeah.
On the flip side, if you work in a bakery, after a while, it doesn't smell good anymore.
That could be. Also, it's not so good for your weight. all sorts of problems. But anyway, so now they basically say, so what's, it's almost like getting at what's the nature of this. Is it salary, or is it more like a human rights thing, which maybe comes directly from God? So now what they're going to do is, they're going to, each time they're going to bring a source and try to prove from that source, and not end up coming to a conclusion, at least for today. Okay, so Lamai Nafkamina, what's the relevance? Damar tnu liishti ubanai, right? If you want to say, go give it to my wife and son and sons, Iamar Mishalohu Ochel Yahavina Lahu. Ella Iamar Mishal Shamayim Huachel Ladidi Zachile Rahmana Liishto Banaf Lo Zachilahu Rahmana. Okay, so again, if you say, right, that's exactly what we said before. If you say it belongs to him, he can give it to whoever he wants. If you say it doesn't belong to him, right, obviously the main people he's going to want to give it to are his family members. And if you say it doesn't belong to him, then we're going to say, if you say it belongs to God, then it's only for him and not for anybody else. And that fits more with the human rights theory because it's not inhumane to not let you give it to your children, right? You're the one in the bakery, right? This is also classic, right? You work in a store, so they might give you a discount, right? But they're not going to give you a discount for your friends and your family, and right? It's just for you. Okay, so let's see. Tashma. So let's start with our Mishnah. Ochel poel kishut v'afilu bidinar. Koteve v'afilu bidinar. Ia mart mishalohu ochel. Ogir bedanka achel bezuza. If you're saying that this is part of his wages, so you're going to tell me that you hired him for a sixth of a dinar and he gets paid wages of a whole dinar? That doesn't make any sense. So then they're going to say, so therefore it must be Mishal Shamayim. But now they're going to say, no, still it doesn't make any sense, Mishal Shamayim. V'alamai Mishal Shamayim hu ochel sof sof ogir badanka achel bezuza. And that's, what, how generous is God going to be to this guy, right? If we're looking at it's stucca kind of thing, again, the whole thing doesn't make sense, that you're hiring for him for a sixth of a dinar and he's eating a whole dinar. Elamai lach lemeimar, rachmana zachele, hachanami rachmana zachele. Right? In other words, either which way you can say that the Torah gave him this extra zchut. In other words, for whatever reason, he got extra, whether it's Mishal Shamayim or whether it's Mishal Adam. You know, it's his. Tashma. Rabbi Elazar, in other words, clearly this is an illogical shita, so it doesn't fit either. You know, you can't say it fits in perfectly with either one. So it doesn't prove anything. Next one. Rabbi Elazar Chamsa. We're continuing in our Mishnah. Omer lo yochal po'el yoter al schacharo v'chachamim mitirim. So now we're going to say, my la b'hakam iflage. Maybe this is the root of their machloket. Demar savar mishalo hu ochel, umar savar mishal shamayim hu ochel. Maybe you could say that that's exactly the machloket between them. One thinks that he's eating his own stuff, and therefore he can eat. Again, the question is where exactly you would put it. Okay? But that... right, that you could... I'm not sure if it's clear-cut which one goes which, right? If you say he can't eat more than Scharo, so you're saying because Mishalo, right? He can't eat more than his Sahar, because we just said a minute ago that they both really don't prove either way. But let's say you could suggest that Rabbi Elazar Chamsa says you can't eat more than your Sahar, because it's part of your wages. You're not going to get paid higher wages than you at, right? But from that, so much higher. Umar Savar, and Chachamim who say it's okay, says Mishal Shamayim hu ochel, and therefore, you know, it could be anything. So then they say, lo, dekule alma mishalo ochel. You can't necessarily say that's the machlok. Everyone agrees that you're eating your own stuff. V'hacha b'kinaf shechacha miflagei. Remember this word we saw? Right? You can eat anavim kinaf shecha. And we said, what do we darshan from kinaf shecha? So now there's going to be a machlok about what we darshan from kinaf shecha. Mar savar kinaf shecha b'davar shemoser nafsho alav. It's something that you worked for. So basically, you're only going to get, right, Rav Lezer Cham says this opinion, which is, if you worked for it, then you can get. But if you didn't work enough for it, then you don't get that much. Umar Savar, the other opinion, says, no, you can't darshan that to have to do with this. Kenaf Shecha, we learned something else. If you remember, what did we learn? Something having nothing to do with this. Manaf Shecha im chasamta patur. Af poel im chasamta patur. Remember, there's no iser to prevent your worker from eating, meaning... You could say to him, even though we talked a minute ago, that it's inhumane, but you could say to him, listen, you're not allowed to eat in the bakery, but I'll give you some extra money to compensate you for the money, right, for the amount of food that you were allowed to eat on the job. Okay. So therefore, he doesn't darshan this davar shemoser nafsho alav, and therefore he thinks that you can get paid even more. Tashma, let's try the next source. Nazir sha'amar tnu l'ishto ubanav. I think that's what it is. I don't know where the star... Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least... I don't know. But it says Leish Tobanav, so it must be something different. Where is it? I don't know. But it's basically, that's the idea. Okay, so what does this mean? This means that... You know what? It's over here. Leish Tiubanai. That's what it is. Okay. So when Nazir says, Tnu Leish Tiubanai, okay, now what's the issue with the Nazir? He's in a kerem. He can't eat grapes. Okay, so what does he say? Well, I'm not going to lose out on this. I'm going to give it to my wife and sons. Ein shomin lo. We don't listen to him. So now, iyamar mishalo hu ochel, am I ein shomin lo? Right? That's, why would we not allow him to? If it belongs to him, then he should be allowed to give it to his family. So it must mean, right, that it's mishamayim. So now what are the answer? No, there's a different reason here. Hatam, we want to penalize him. Why do we want to penalize him? Mishum lech lech amrina nazira schor chor lekarma lo tikrav. It's a famous line, which means stay away from temptation. They don't want a nazir working in a kerem. What are you doing working in a kerem? You're dealing with grapes all the time. You're going to end up eating them. So don't put yourself in that situation. So therefore, what do they say? If you're a worker who works in a field, in a kerem, and you're a nazir, you can't even pass the grapes on to your children or your wife because we don't want you to do it. We want to discourage you. Tashma, let's try this source. Poel sha'omer, now we're not in a nazir, we're in a poel. A regular worker who says, tunu li'ishti ubanai ain shomin lo. Oh, there you have it. Remember, we started off, we said, that's the nafkamini. Here's a source that says it explicitly. So, v'yamar mishalohu ochel amai ain shomin lo. So, what do they answer? My poel, nazir. The poel here that we're talking about is a nazir. It's not a regular poel. This is talking specifically about a nazir, which would be a good answer, because otherwise they should have brought this from the very beginning, right? It's an obvious source otherwise. They said that we must be talking about a poel nazir. V'hatanya nazir, v'hatanya poel. But I understand. And the other bright specifically said nazir, and in this one it said poel. So Who's to say, right? Why do you, we assume if you use poela, it meant poela, not nazir. So again, the answer, like we've seen before, midi gabe hadade tanya, what, were these two said by the same person that he specifically, we can say the language was specifically chosen? No, this guy wrote poela, he meant poel nazir, and that guy wrote nazir, he was talking about nazir, but you can't compare the two. Okay, therefore, no proof. Next source. Tashma, minayin lepoel shamar tnu li ishti ubanai she'en shomin lo, shene'emar ve'el kel yecha lo titein. Okay, so if you, right, again, we're talking about a poel, and they're going to say, right, it says, you can't give to anyone else because it says, ve'el kel yecha lo titein, meaning you can't gather it up and go give to other people. V'chite mahachanami nazir, and if you want to say, this is also talking about a nazir, ihachi, what was the problem? Why can't a nazir give his children? Not because of mishum el kel yecha lo titein, because lamrina l'nazira, schor chor l'karma lo tikrav. So ihachi mishum el kel yecha lo titein, mishum lech lechamrina nazira hu. In other words, it doesn't make any sense. This one has a reason given in a pasuk. And that pasuk isn't the pasuk that's relevant for the nazir. The nazir should have, it's not a pasuk, but it's an expression that everyone uses. So they say, inachinami. Now, really, you could still say it's a nazir. Since they called him a poel, so they brought the pasuk of a poel. In other words, there's two answers, really. There's two things. So since they called him a poel, so they kept the pasuk, they had to do it with the poel, instead of bringing the lech lech. The truth is, you could even say better, which is a pasuk is always a better proof than an expression. Right? Even if we say that, and it's a well-known expression, this lech lech amrinan l'nazira, but anyway.
But then you're not teaching anything new, meaning you're not making that distinction that you're talking about a nazir. And
right, exactly. It's confusing because it sounds like it's talking about everybody, so it's definitely confusing. Again, I think what they're doing here is, what the Gemara does often is, really that source does seem to prove one side. However, you could say two things. However, they could say it's not clear-cut. You could maybe explain it some other way, even if it's a 10% chance that that's really what it means. Alternatively, you could say that the fact that they asked this question and that there's brayta that so clearly have the answer, maybe it means that if they really thought there was a question and there was such clear brayta, maybe those brayta are not so clear, or maybe the brayta are clear and they just didn't want to, I don't know. It's a good question.
Whether they're asking the question in order to make some kind of point that we haven't yet uncovered.
Maybe. Right. I don't know. Okay. Tashma. Right. Maybe they just want to get through all these other sources also. Tashma. Because again, we're learning all sorts of different things by bringing all the sources. Tashma. Socherat ha'poel liktzot b'teinim. Okay. You bring him to dry out the teinim. Remember, it's called the muktza, where they dry them out. And muktza, the real source of the word muktza means something that's set aside for not for use. When you're drying out those figs up on your roof, nobody's touching them. Nobody's doing anything with them until they're ready. So it's a totally useless item. That's what really muktza is. Okay. Hasocher tapol liktzot b'teinim. Hareze ochel upator min ha-maser. He can eat from it, and he doesn't have to take masro, like we saw before, right? Okay. And Rashi says here, since they're waiting to dry, they're not yet at Gemar Malacha stage, right? They're not yet Chayiv and Maser. But if you say, if the guy says, Al Minat She'ochal Ani Ubini Ubanai, O She'ochal Bini Banai Bischarai, okay, or you say, I'm going to eat with my son, or just my son's going to eat, if you made that stipulation from the beginning, Hu Ochel Upatur, he can eat and is Patur for Maser, Ubino Ochel V'chayav, but his son is going to be Chayiv and Maser. And if you say this all belongs to him, and if you stipulate in the beginning that I'm going to give it to my son, then why is his son chayav and masra? So Amar Avina, right, which means what? That it must be mishamayim. In which case, really, the heter of him not having to take masra, remember, we saw, the heter was only for the poel not to have to take masra. But someone who buys it has to take masra, you remember? So now they're going to say, Amaravina mishum de mechze kemekach. It's not that the son really has to by law, but it looks like he's a lokech. It looks like he's selling it, he's buying it because he didn't do the work. The poel, we all know, is doing the work. But if he passes it on to his son has to take maaser for a different reason, and therefore, again, it doesn't prove anything. Next source, Tashma. Hasocheret ha-poel la'asot b'netah revayi shelo. Okay, you hire someone to work in your netah revayi field, which you're not allowed to eat netah revayi, right, unless you're podeh. So now, His nezir, this is the fourth year after planting a fruit tree, right? The first 3 years it's orla. The fourth year you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, light maaser sheni. The fifth year already you can eat it. So now, hare elu lo yochlu. Okay, in other words, you know you're going to pick this netter of eyes stuff, which is forbidden to eat here. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat there, and it's for the owner to eat in Yerushalayim. So therefore, you know you can't eat, so you can't eat. Okay, generally we allow you to eat. In this case, it's aser, so you can't eat it. Vim lo hodiam, podeu machilan. But if you didn't tell them that you were hiring to work in your field, that you didn't tell them that the produce was netter of eyes, and they didn't know that when they agreed to do the work, then you have an obligation to redeem the fruits and allow him to eat. Okay? This wasn't fair. So, I amar mishal shamayim hu ochel, amai podeu ma'achilan. Isur lo zache lehu rachmana. If you say, now, what is this showing? That the owner, right, has to give him the stuff, has to allow him to eat it. But if we say that this is all a gift from shamayim, so a gift from shamayim is not going to come in the form of usur produce, right? So therefore, if it's netter of eye, what's the difference whether the owner told him before, didn't tell him before? It's a gift mishamayim. And a gift mishamayim is not going to come in the form of netter of eye. So it should have no relevance what the arrangement was. Because this is out of the realm of, it's not salary, right? If we look at it as salary, then we say, okay, the owner, you messed up, you didn't tell him, you have to now compensate him. You know, you have to give him, bipoda, the stuff onto a coin and let him eat the fruits. But if it has to do with God, that God's giving him a tzedakah, well, then this is just, it's this time God's not giving him the tzedakah because it's forbidden. So now, and therefore it proves it's mishal ahuach. But the Gemara rejects this and says again, hata mishum demechze kemekach ta'ut. It looks like a mekach ta'ut. It's not actually a mekach ta'ut because, again, if you view it as klapei shmaya, then this aspect of it has nothing to do with the employer. It has to do with God giving it to him, so it's not a mekach ta'ut. However, it looks like a mekach ta'ut because then it becomes this situation where the worker thought he was going to eat. He is working for you, and you didn't tell him all the details in the beginning, so it looks like a mekach ta'ut, and therefore. Again, meaning we don't have an answer. Ema seifa, what about the end of that? This is a Mishnah, I believe, right? I think it's a Mishnah. The end of that Mishnah says, "Nifrasu igulav nitpatchu chaviotav hare elu lo yochlu." If they used to make these cakes out of the figs. If the fig cakes broke up and you hire someone to put them back together, or the chaviot of yayin got opened and you hired someone to close up the barrels, then they can't eat because at that point, what's the issue? There's already gemar malacha. And if you remember, this whole thing was only when you're doing the work before Gemar Malacha. Once there's Gemar Malacha, they don't get to eat anymore, the poalim. But im lo hodian, but if he didn't tell him, then ma'aseru ma'achilan. Then he takes the ma'aserot and he can eat it. Right? Now, he has to take ma'aserot because it's already Gemar Malacha. Right? Earlier, he didn't have to take the ma'aserot, but in this case, he'd have to take the ma'aserot and he can eat them. So now, the owner has to take the maaserot in order to allow him to eat it. Sorry, I explained that wrong. The owner has to take trumat maaserot, just like with the netter revai, right? He had to be put down on a coin so he could eat it. This is the exact same concept. He has to take trumat maaserot right now so that the poel can eat from it without being over on the isra of eating trumat maaserot, right? Even though, really, the guy's not... Right, lo magia lo this. It's just because he didn't tell him. So again, via mar mishal shamayim ochel amay maaser machilan isur lo zachel lo rachmana. Again, if it's between him and God, then it's between him and God, and the employer has nothing to do with this. V'chite mahachanami mishum demechze kemekach taut. If you want to say, well, this looks like a mekach taut, like we said a minute ago with the earlier one, and that's what you want to claim, and that's why, even though right, it's mishalohu ochel, but I'm sorry, even if it's right, it would be both. It's Mishamayim, right? If it's Mishal Shamayim, so then the owner has nothing to do with it, right? So therefore, we were thinking it's not Mishal Shamayim. But now we're going to say, even if you say it's Mishal Shamayim, right, what would you say? It looks like a Mekach Ta'ud, and therefore you should do it. So now they say that will only work for part of this. Why? Bishlaman nit persui gulav. Mechze ke Mekach Ta'ud. What's the whole issue? The worker knows that when he's coming to work doing something after Gemar Malacha, he knows that what? He knows that he is not allowed to eat on the job. Right? He knows that it's a job he's not allowed to eat. So if it's the igulav, you call someone to press your figs. Now, what happens here? The figs, when's gemar malacha? After the figs are pressed. In this case, the figs were pressed and then they broke. You hire someone to press your figs. You didn't tell him that they were already pressed. So you can see that that would be a mekach ta'ut. Because then, if they weren't pressed yet, then there wouldn't be gemar malacha and he'd think he could eat. Elanit patru chaviotav, my mekach ta'urika. Meida yada de'id belu lamaser, right? When does it become ready for maser? When it already goes into the boar. So from the boar, they put it into the, right? What happens? It drips from the gat into the boar. In the boar, it's already chayv and maser. From there, you put in a chavit. If you hire someone to seal up your chaviot, so obviously they're going to know there was gemar malacha. Okay? So therefore, they can't claim it was a mekach ta'ut. They knew they weren't going to get any food. So why would we possibly say that it was a mekach ta'ut? So Amar of Sheshet, Shinit patru chaviotav lebor. What happened? The chaviot opened and spilled back into the boar. But vahatan yayim sheyared lebor. But what do you mean? It still doesn't help if it's in the boar. Because misheyared lebor, as soon as it gets in the boar, it's already chayav maser. So now the answer, Akir Rabbi Akiva. Amar misheyakpe. Rabbi Akiva says it's only once you take out all the seeds and the scraps of like the what's it called? The skin, the peels. Okay? He says it's not when it gets into the boar, it's a later stage, once you take that off. Da'amrule lohava yadinan. And then they could say, we didn't know that you had already done that stage of Mishayak Pet. V'neim alehu, but wait, he could say to them, Ibai lechu la'asuke adataychu, dilma matpe. You had to have known that there was a possibility that maybe that was already done when I hired you. In other words, they can't claim, we thought for sure we'd get the food. How could you have thought for sure you'd get the food? I asked you to do it once it was in the boar. Definitely, it was a good possibility that it had already been, you know, cleaned out. So what do they answer? It's be'atrata hu gavra denagit ihu makpe. The guy they hire to put the seal on the barrel is usually the guy they hire to clean out the stuff. So therefore, the guy can say, I assumed that you were hiring me at this earlier stage. And that's why. And that's why we could claim mekach ta'ut. Now we're going to say v'hashad etane rav zvi v'derabi Yehoshaya. Now we're going to see a different version of these opinions about the maaser. Yayim mishiyared labor v'yakpeh. Okay, so in the house of Rabbi Yehoshaya, they taught that yayim once it goes into the boar v'yakpeh, right, and it's cleaned out, not in the name of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva omer, different from what he said before, mishiyashle b'chaviyot. Okay, in the boar they clean out the zag and the chartzan, you know, the pits and the seat and the skins. Once you put in the chavit, there's this layer that bubbles up at the top that they clean off also in the chavit. So Rabbi Kiva says it's this much later stage. Okay, va'afilu tema shalonit patchu chaviotav lebor. Right. So now that we have this other opinion, we could even answer better. Right. De'amrule lo haviyadina de'mashle, right? I didn't know that you had already taken off that gook at the top that you get in the chavit. And that you don't have to say it went back into the boar, right? It was weird to say your chavit opened and spilled back into the boar, right? Unlikely. But this is a better answer. This says, oh, it goes by that opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that it's once it's already in the barrel, it's still not chayav maser until you take off that other layer. V'neim ale, again they're going to say, v'neim alehu, he could say to them, yibay lechu la'asukei adat ha'echu, dilma mashle, right? That you should have known that maybe that could have been done already. So again, the answer, ba'atru, dehu desharek ha'u mashle. The guy who does that, and therefore, you know, it's not an issue. Okay, next one. Tashma, kotzeitz adam al yedei atzmo, al yedei b'no b'to ha'gdolim, al yedei abdo v'shifchato ha'gdolim, v'al yedei ishto, you could say from the beginning, I'm not going to eat, I'm going to get paid instead. Remember? We said the person could do that, right? He said, instead of letting me eat all the grapes in the field, I want you to give me money instead. Okay? And you give me the money worth how much I would have eaten. Remember, we saw there was an amount of how much a person's supposed to eat a day. So, based on that amount. I think there we saw it was an amount for an animal, but I assume there's also an amount for a person. But not only can he say about himself, he could say, listen, my older son, my older daughter, my wife, my Eved Knani, who's older, okay, or my Shifcha, who's older, I'm going to, you know, they're going to work for you, and the father cuts the deal, and he says, listen, but instead of them eating, you're going to pay, you know, you're going to give me the money, okay, or give them the money. So now, he's allowed to do that. Oh, and that's because because they have dad and they agree to this, okay? They say, yeah, I'd rather have the money, so you can work out this arrangement for me. I'd rather have the money. But what can't he do? Aval eino kotzeitz lo yedei beno ubito haktanim. Ve'lo yedei avdo v'shivchato haktanim. Ve'lo yedei behemto mishum she'ein behem da'at. Okay? Because they don't have da'at, so he can't decide for them that they don't want to eat on the job. Okay? Because they can't, they're not of da'at, of clear mind, to be able to say that. So now, where do we go from this? Kasal kada'atach, we're going to assume here that all the people he's referring to are gdolim and ktanim, are b'ma'ale lehem mizonot. They're people who he's responsible for their food. So eat, right? Otherwise, what would his connection be to them, right? We've always said it, b'no b'to gdolim are on their own, really, if they're gdolim. So now, i'amar bishlamai mishal shamayim hu ochel mishum hachi eno kotzeitz. So then we could say, if it's mishal shamayim, that's why he can't be kotzeitz for his ktanim. In other words, assuming the ktanim, he gives them mizonot, why can't he be kotzeitz? So it must be because it only, it's mishal shamayim. But ela i'amar mishal lo hu ochel, ktanim nami likutz lehu. If it's his own that he's eating, then he should be allowed to be kotzeitz for his children who are somech al shulchano, right? That should work. So what are the answer? No, hacha b'mayas, kina b'she'em alele mizonot. No, it's really a case where he doesn't have anything to do with their food. And that's why you can't say it's mishalo, or, right, it's not clear that it's not mishalo. So ihachi gdolim nami. So if he's not malele mizonot, so then gdolim nami, how could he decide for the gdolim? So gdolim yadei v'kamachle. In other words, he can't do it unless he has their agreement. He can make the arrangement for them as long as they agree to it. In other words, and therefore it's a case of ema lelem zonot, and that's why the ktanimi can't decide for, but the gdolimi can because it's upon their agreement. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Tomorrow we're going to see there's a contradiction. There's a different source that Dafka says different for the avadim. We're going to have a contradiction with the avadim, and we'll come to some answer about that.